Information Security and IS Governance, Chapter 5, IS Education and Training. The scope of IS education and training is to illustrate how to plan, organize and implement a fraud awareness raising initiative, provide a framework to evaluate the effectiveness of an awareness program, offer a communication framework, contribute to development of a safe and secure culture by encouraging users to act responsibly and operate more securely. The scope of education and training, as I said, the whole agenda of IS education and training is to enhance the people of the people process triad to have more resilience towards IS type information security attacks and cyber attacks. The scope has to illustrate the plan and organize and implement, you know, fraud awareness or cyber fraud or cyber threat related or cyber theft related awareness initiatives. They have to keep on planning, organizing and implementing this entire cycle. Also, they should include newer threats, newer landscapes and live scenarios and case studies of similar organizations and similar business organizations while driving the entire awareness. End user awareness is also required when in dealing with critical sensitive data of the end users, be it on the financial side or health side or, you know, other critical governance policy side, e-governance related sites, everything. So the end user must also be well educated and aware about the similar programs. But to manage this entire education and training requires a lot of planning and strategic initiatives right from the top management of the organization. The roles and responsibilities of senior management. As I said, the responsibilities come from the top management, and there needs to be a commitment from the senior most management towards the process of consumer education initiatives by providing adequate resources, evaluating the effectiveness of the processes, and fine-tuning and improving the consumer education measures on an ongoing basis. The senior management should understand that business is not just to achieve or gain the consumers and enhance the business towards proliferating more and more consumers, but is also as to achieve the resiliency and the trust factor of the existing customers. The trust factor and resiliency of the existing customers will be ensured only if we are well training them in various fraud scenarios, which includes cyber frauds, cyber thefts and other cyber crimes. As a customer, when we look at banks, we obviously look at the various e-alerts mechanisms, messaging alerts, email alerts, and various campaigns run on time-to-time basis from different banks. We also define that certain campaigns are just not for our education, but are also for making us aware of what exactly has to be done if we are caught in case of cyber theft or cyber fraud. There has been numerous guidelines and repetitive regulatory guidelines sent in by Reserve Bank of India, SEBI and IRDA and other regulators, wherein there have been time and again put concentrated efforts on IS awareness of not just the senior management organization employees, but also on the end users. The organizational structure to get desired support for the information security education and training program, it is important to involve key stakeholders in the same. It's also important to establish a clear goal for the endpoints, clearly defining roles and responsibilities and accountabilities of each and everyone in the organization. Communicating in an open, honest and clear and timely manner is very well required to get the desired support for the program. We must be very honest and clear while delivering the security education and training, both for internal consumers like employees, senior management staff, board of directors, and also to the end users like clients and users. Organization structure, ideally in an enterprise, would include the secretary as the CISO driving the entire IS education and training. CISO, the Chief Information Security Officer, being hands-on guys on information security and continuous touch of the external threats and being updated about the what is exactly getting compromised in the wild, is also aware of various different types of malware attacks, ransomware attacks going in the wild, and has a huge knowledge base, and he is the right person to initiate certain such kind of IS education and training. The senior management or the board of directors should understand that the training is not needed for the internal employees, but is also needed for them themselves as on the senior management side, and should get involved in various tabletop exercises and cyber crisis management drills leading from the top. In case of a cyber crisis, awareness is much more required, and prompt readiness as to clear-cut role of what accountability and what responsibility is there for each and every individual sitting on the senior management desk has to be very well written. Especially in time of crisis, what we see is there is the firefighting and the major pressure is left to deal with the cyber crisis. There is a scenario which happened for a shipping giant which had affected on a clear cut case of a huge cyber crisis due to a ransomware attack in the recent past. The resiliency of the senior management and the clear cut roles and responsibilities were defined in their cyber crisis drill and management training exercises which they brought up to the desk at such a time. They were able to bring back the entire IT operations, and they definitely took a lot of time to achieve the same thing or back to normalcy, but they were not hampered with a single business disruption. Even though their IT operations were completely ran out of their existing data, but they were communicating through open channels, and they were able to communicate to their ships which were in the sea, and they communicated in a manner saying that you should not land on a port because there were no invoices or no transparencies of which shipment has to be delivered to which location, because the entire data had got corrupted. But due to the existing communication channels and crisis channels, they were possible and they were able to avoid any business disruptions and bring back the IT systems once the data was restored. Not just the IT operations, but also the business operations were restored to normalcy within a month. This gives rise to education and training being a strong pillar of the information security governance. The organizational structure also must allow flexibility in approaches to suit different stakeholder needs. Supporting the training and development to ensure a change in behavior and culture is of utmost importance. Security is just not training and making aware of various viruses, malwares and worms, but itself is a culture. A security culture, it gets developed in an organization when everyone is learning, when everyone is talking about security, not just in their workplace but also back at home. Learning from previous experiences and celebrate achievements, just I explained the achievements of the shipping giant which brought its business operations and IT operations back from a ransomware attack, is also very much essential part of the organization structure while defining IS education and training. Knowledge base also increases when we are defining and deriving lots of training initiatives and tabletop exercises in senior management or middle management levels. Especially when IT operations and IT operations service desk, when we saw there were so many parts, and IT service desk was the part, there was a network operations center, NOC, there was a security operations center, SOC. So there are SOCs, there are NOCs, there are IT service desks, there are network operations, there are database operations, data migrations. So all these, there are different teams within the IT ecosystem itself, which have good communications to bring back the entire network data and applications in case of a cyber threat or cyber attack. Awareness. Security awareness is understanding of knowledge of the threats to the sensitive personal information of the customer and the protection measures to be adopted. Security awareness is must when we are dealing with PII or personally identifiable information. because the customer not just understands the applicability of personal identifiable information, the sensitiveness of the PII, but also has to ensure the privacy aspect of the data. The privacy has gained a lot of expertise and a lot of importance post the GDPR regulation, and there are various regulations which are getting enforced in India also. Awareness is the basic component of education strategy, which tries to change the attitude, behavior and practice of its target audience. Security awareness trainings, I have past seen that whenever we are doing awareness trainings, there are a lot of questions from the end users, internal and external, which come to us. Some of them may be false positive, but many of them are very niche, very new to us, and there's a lot of learning curve in both for security side as well as for the end user side. Awareness activities need to be done on an ongoing continuous basis using a variety of delivery methods, online, offline, tabletop exercises, delivering spam phishing drills, kind of attacks, and insider awareness, insider threat mitigation exercises, red teaming are a few of the variety of delivery methods which are used in the ecosystem. In awareness activities, the learner is not just the recipient of the information, but also, as I said, the learner is only the recipient of information, but also is also the deliverable of the information, because new scenarios emerge and new threats get addressed while doing such kind of awareness activities. The objectives of awareness program to provide a focal point and driving force for a range of awareness, training and educational activities. Provide general and specific information about fraud, risk trends and controls to people who need to know. The objectives of awareness program is also to motivate individuals to adopt recommended guidelines. Create a stronger culture of security with better understanding and commitment towards securing the ecosystem. It also helps to minimize the number and extent of incidents, thus reducing the cost to company. Many times we have seen social engineering and phishing attacks as the leading and the foremost threat vector being used by cyber attackers and hackers to start proliferating into insider environment and doing a cyber fraud. More than 80% of cases within the phishing domain arises due to the phishing email scams, and the links get clicked off a phishing email, and there are various threats which get exposed too. This is just across different organizations and different verticals within every organization that the insider threat gets arisen, not just because of malware behaving systems inside the IT ecosystem, but also due to negligence of individual users. The negligence is a strong factor when it comes to not just end users, but also IT operations and IT administrators. Sometimes application developers, due to negligence, leave a backdoor open in the application. Such backdoors will never get detected in secure SDLC lifecycles or rigorous layer 7 firewalls, or not even in the application level firewalls or application penetration testing type of exercises. These backdoors are developed by the developer and might get breached by a hacker. Hence, the security awareness program must be designed for application developers also, so as to they understand what secure coding practices they should follow while developing applications. Hence, awareness program is just, as I said, is just not concentrated or located only for laymen, but also for IT tech-savvy people who understand technology and who develop these technologies. The target group for the program of cyber awareness are organizations, customers and employees, channel partners and suppliers, law enforcement agencies, fraud risk professionals, media personals, general public of varying age. The cyber awareness as a communication strategy must be addressing to organizations, both customers as well as organizations' employees. Each and every employee is a part of the security culture of an organization, and each and every customer of the organization is also an equal contributor to the security landscape. If an existing customer reports immediately to the customer's organization's help desk that certain internet banking website is not behaving normally, or there is a phishing website created using the bank's logo, and there is some kind of proliferation or some kind of leakage, and this report comes from a customer which might not have been detected in the wild by the internal employees or by the internal information security team, but due to the awareness of the customer, such kind of threats have got detected and have got reported. There have been incidents where have customers called up and said that the particular service is unavailable, likes of transfer of money or likes of opening of fixed deposit or opening of other any other availability. So this kind of unavailability gives rise to certain bugs or certain misconceptions which might have not got detected by the security controls and security devices, likes of firewall and intrusion detection prevention systems, but just because the particular service was unavailable due to certain malware or certain phishing attack which has happened to the end customers. Hence, customers, aware customers, are very much responsible. This is very much correlated to the threat intel feeds which intelligence agencies get from not just terrorist organizations or the silent information seekers which are giving the information to the intelligence bureaus, but also as a citizen, aware citizen, we report of a unplaced or never seen location of a vehicle which was never parked in the locality, and we are seeing it today. And we reported to the police station or reported into the required professional services, and hence the ticket get raised and the alarm gets signed off and the investigation begins, which can avert a probable terrorist attack kind of a scenario. This is very similar in the IT landscape also. If the customers are aware and if the employees are aware, then the information security can pinpoint and detect the start point of the any attack and can remediate and bring the control or at least curtail the extent of devastation any cyber attack can bring. The channel partners and suppliers are also critical for the training programs. We have time and again seen there have been data leakages existing from the partners and suppliers end, because we might enforce very stringent information security policies within the organization. But as a CISO community, we have always seen that third-party vendors and third-party auditors, when we do third-party audits, we get a lot of gaps in their policies, their IT ecosystem. And because of limited IT spend and limited budget, they might not implement enterprise-grade or an organization-grade security controls on their locations. But as our information is flowing from our system to their system, in fact, their systems are also equally responsible to maintain the data security and privacy of our customers. Law enforcement agencies are a key target group for cyber security awareness and information security training and education. The legal aspects and law, especially for the cyber crime investigations and cyber fraud, you have seen that lot of new age cyber frauds are happening, and it has got risen in the past decade. The cyber crime investigations agencies as well as cyber police has to inform and keep on revolving around various task agencies which might involve not just fraudulent activities happening within the organization or within the particular jurisdiction, but also on a national level. The cyber crime has given rise to a lot of cyber fraud professionals and the fraud risk professionals, which keep on analyzing this fraud risks and mitigating and putting controls to fraud risk, are also equally important while enforcing the law. Media personnel also need to understand the criticality of any application related vulnerabilities and what are actual data proliferation and data thefts. Nowadays, we have seen a lot of news in the media about various data thefts, data protection, data breaches, and other kind of attacks which are happening. The media is equally responsible for curtailing and governing the right manifest towards information security governance. General public, as I said, in organizations, customers is also a general public of varying age, right from kids to very senior citizens, are all responsible for information security governance, and they should part a culture within themselves to secure usage of the mobile phones, laptops, desktops at their home. And hence, periodic training and awareness must be imparted through various channels to all the public of various ages. We have seen a lot of cyber crime happening on younger generations, new age generations, and there has been a rise in cyber bullying kind of activities for kids on social media sites and social media networks. The stages of awareness program. Planning and designing. In the planning stage, the need of the target audience are identified. A plan is developed, organizational buy-in is taken, appropriate budgets are obtained, and priorities are established. We do not intend to give a cyber awareness training of how to use an operating system to some senior management people who are not at all involved in any IT operations. Or we will not impart how to secure usage of ATM transactions or ATM cards for our IT operations. Hence, it is very necessary to plan and design right awareness program, right awareness initiative to the right audience. Because once we understand that who is our target audience, then we can develop and educate the amount of expertise which is required for that particular target audience. If we're trying to give cybersecurity training and awareness, information IS education and training to senior management, then the like of board of directors, then the whole idea should revolve around crisis management, incident management, how to handle media, what are the different aspects when it comes to regulation, the penalties which the regulator might enforce onto the organization, and so on and so forth. But when we are trying to impart the information security education and training to our IT team, backup and operations team, then we should always do a red teaming exercise and a red team assessment so that they are very well aware of which security technology is behaving in which manner. Execution and managing is the second stage of the awareness program. Execution of and the management is a process that focuses on activities to implement the awareness program. A suitable vendor is engaged for the content creation and publication. It would be possible that the information security group within the organization will be able to create very good content and publicize it. But a vendor is obviously engaged to enhance the content. The vendor would understand as to what is the right publication. There would be various information security awareness lectures available online and offline which might be leveraged by the vendor to manage and execute the entire program. Many times it is also seen that if the internal team is imparting lectures to the internal departments, then there are the amount of attention and the amount of dedication which a third party vendor would as a specialist for cybersecurity or information security education, the amount of interests also increases, and also the amount of responsibility also increases. Also, because the vendor would then also get feedbacks and would be in a continuous upgradation of its own content, hence suitable vendor engagement is ideal for such kind of execution. The stage of awareness continues with evaluation and course correction. In the process, a well-calibrated feedback strategy should be designed and implemented to know how well the existing program is functioning for improvement. Evaluation can be just not be the feedback forms or something like that, But it should also be a phishing email activity, which would be targeted to specifically to those users who have been trained to detect phishing scams. There could be time and again tabletop drills, which would be focused on when we have already discovered the incident response mechanism for a ransomware attack, and there should be a drill for the same. These are basically the evaluation matrices. And the course correction definitely involves into continuous feedback with respect to how the course has to be imparted, how the content has been delivered, whether there was good communication strategies applied, whether we need to further enhance some stuff, some clear understanding into the cyber awareness. The key steps involved in awareness program are establishing a working group, defining goals and objectives, gathering data, launching and implementing activities, collecting feedback to assess effectiveness, evaluating and selecting the right solutions, defining indicators to measure the progress. Awareness program, as I said, has to be involving around a working group, to establish the working group first, define the goals, objectives, the target audience, gathering the data related to the particular exercise, as to then involve around what exactly should the communication strategy be when imparting the particular training or education. IS education and training should also be taken up as a project deliverables and should be launched and implemented along with all its activities in a phase-wise manner. Feedback collection to its effectiveness and increase effectiveness further must also be done. Evaluation and selecting solutions for red teaming exercises and for doing phishing drill, phishing exercises or cyber crisis drill kind of situations must also be evaluated. The key elements of an effective communication also includes the ability to reach out to broad audience, which can contribute to the multiplier effect to maximize the reach of the message. Not to be alarming or overly negative about a situation. Deliver the right message content to the right audience using the most effective communication channels. We have seen various cyber attack related mass mailers and which might mislead you through click into further details and give you more further details. So this should not happen. There has been cases wherein there have been fake messages being circulated on social media channels likes of Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter, and other social media networks. That should also be avoided. The message should state the risks and threats facing the users, why it is relevant to them, what to do and what not to do, and finally how to be protected. Cyber awareness emailers and IS education and training emailers should always be very, very focused towards what should be done on the right manner, specifically the do's and the don'ts must be clearly put out in plus and cross. Also, the effectiveness of a communication strategy is not to be alarming in a very negative manner so that the customer gets deterred to even in fact use your systems. The customers should be very well trained. At the same time, must be focused on what they should be doing in order to achieve the rightful manner. Income tax awareness is an example wherein the IT department reached out saying that there have been no SMS alerts sent out for the returns which were delivered to the end users. Such kind of emailers or such kind of SMS based reaching out to end users is very effective so that the fraudulent activities of the hackers gets totally deterred and effectively. The communication collaterals includes leaflets, brochures, screensavers, electronic newsletters, SMS text, which I just said, likes of income tax SMS alerts which were coming. Recorded messages played during waiting period of telephonic commercial calls, especially when we are dealing with call center classes or call center calls. DVDs with animated case studies and videos, might be certain YouTube videos we can say now. safety tips in checkbooks, print account statements, envelopes are also a key phase to achieve the communication. The communication was just not in the print and the media nowadays. It also goes via social media. And if the social media is being used as social engineering kind of attacks by the hackers, it should be very effectively used by the CISOs to deliver the security awareness trainings or IS education to end users. Advertising campaigns through print and TV media is another communication channel. Talk shows on television and radio also reminds the customers of what the end user strategy is to deliver for information education, security education. Customer meets and interactive sessions with specialists. They have seen special interest groups or SIGs to meet and discuss key strategies always, and which are basically determined and focused on certain interactive sessions, and this can be broadcasted to all customers so that they get end-to-end view of cybersecurity. Website developed with content from all stakeholders. There are various information security, education and awareness websites which keep on showcasing and keep on circulating online modules and online training and demos which should be hosted on such websites. The groups and games and profiles on social media should also include information security awareness. Games and groups and profiles which are on social media act as continuous broadcaster of this IS education and awareness on a continuous and ongoing manner. The consumers might oversee for a few time, but they also in the manner keep on seeing, just as we see the screensavers in an organization. Advertisements on online shopping sites, online streaming sites are also an example for communication of IS education. ATM screens, emails and SMS texts are also very well effective, especially to deal with cyber crime and cyber theft in ATM ATM centers is very, very effective, and the point-wise or the phase-wise manner with the do's and don'ts when it is displayed on an ATM screen will give much more effective control over ATM thefts. Distance learning programs and demos specifically for trained staff and tech savvy staff is required so that they achieve the maximum potential of the IT systems. Evaluation stage of IS education and training of the effect of various campaigns must be done and has to be measured through both quantitative and qualitative research. Evaluation against metrics, performance objectives is also conducted to check the campaign's effectiveness and to establish lessons learned to improve further initiatives. This is not a digital marketing campaign wherein we would try to achieve how many sales we were able to make after a particular Facebook or Instagram or any other social media digital channel advertisement. Here we have to basically detect as to who all understood what all measures they had to take while performing a particular said activity. For example, if we say you should be very, very careful while handling customer sensitive emails and you should not be sharing what are the do's and the don'ts, sharing with who all interested groups, sharing with who all non-interested groups, and denying the access of your system because you might store customer data. Such kind of emails must be mapped across to different users, business users, and the evaluation of this matrix should be done basis the performance objectives which were given in the training awareness. Thank you.